This is Akashvani, the news read by Nina Arakel. Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended the India-Norway Business and Research Summit in Oslo. Crown Prince Haakon and the Prime Minister of Norway, Jonas Gahr Støre, also participated in the summit. Addressing the business and research community, Prime Minister Modi appreciated the growth in bilateral trade and investments following the entry into force of Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA. He underlined that stakeholders on both sides should make efforts to achieve the investment target of $100 billion under and the consequent creation of 1 million jobs in India.
एफटा कंट्री से भारत में अगले 15 वर्षों में 100 बिलियन डॉलर इन्वेस्टमेंट और 1 मिलियन जॉब्स क्रिएट करने का लक्ष्य है. ये एम्बिशियस टारगेट है लेकिन अचीवेबल है. और भारत में आपके इन्वेस्टमेंट को आउटकम्स में बदलना, मैं आपको विश्वास से कहता हूँ, ये हमारी गारंटी है.
On the second day of his visit to Norway, Prime Minister Modi, along with his counterparts from five Nordic countries, will attend the third India-Nordic summit in Oslo today. The summit will build upon the increased sectoral cooperation between India and the Nordic countries since the previous summit held in Copenhagen in Denmark in 2022. With TEPA in force, the summit will try to forge deeper trade and investment linkages. India's bilateral trade with this bloc is currently at $19 billion. The Prime Minister will also hold bilateral meetings with the Prime Ministers of Denmark, Iceland and Finland on the margins of the third India-Nordic summit. On the last leg of his five-nation visit, Mr. Modi will arrive in Rome, Italy, on a two-day state visit today at the invitation of his Italian counterpart, Giorgia Meloni. Prime Minister Modi will have bilateral talks with Prime Minister Meloni. He will also call on the President of Italy, Sergio Mattarella. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has described Operation Sindoor as a testament to India's transformation into a strong, confident and capable nation. Addressing the Indian diaspora in Hanoi yesterday, Mr. Singh asserted that while India remains committed to the no-first-use policy, it will not succumb to nuclear blackmail and stands ready to respond firmly to any enemy misadventure. Judges Inquiry Committee investigating allegations concerning Justice Yashwant Verma submitted its report to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla at the Parliament House. It was presented in accordance with the statutory requirements under the Judges Inquiry Act 1968. The committee was constituted on August 12 last year by the Lok Sabha Speaker to inquire into allegations against former High Court Judge Justice Yashwant Verma. The report will be laid in both Houses of Parliament in due course. The West Bengal government has sanctioned the Enforcement Directorate ED to prosecute Sandeep Ghosh, former principal of R.G. Kerr Medical College and Hospital. The official government order released by Chief Minister Subhendu Adhikari clears the deck for ED to prosecute Ghosh for alleged financial irregularities and money laundering. Expressing strong disapproval of the previous TMC government's handling of the situation, Mr. Adhikari said that the previous Trinamool Congress government had forcibly and unethically stalled the investigation process of this case for a long time. A California jury ruled against billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk in his high-profile lawsuit against OpenAI delivery, a major legal victory for OpenAI in a closely watched courtroom battle over the future of artificial intelligence. Jurors in federal court in Oakland unanimously found that Elon Musk had filed the lawsuit too late. They rejected his claims that OpenAI had abandoned its original mission of developing artificial intelligence for the benefit of humanity rather than corporate profit. In IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Chennai Super Kings by 5 wickets in Chennai last night to secure a playoff berth. Today, Rajasthan Royals will face Lucknow Super Giants in Jaipur at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.